Yo. Soft words and harsh truths. You got issues, I got issues, we all do. So free yourself for safe space for your concerns. We got things to learn, habits to unlearn. Always deconstructing and reconstructing. Can you see the beauty that's in destruction? If there's an end, a new beginning's coming. Nothing comes easy, does it? You gotta really want it. Soft words and harsh truths. You got issues, I got issues, we all do.
Hello. Welcome to Unhinged While Anchored. I am your host, Goddess. I was supposed to do this podcast yesterday, and I'm going to be honest and tell you, I didn't want to. The original intent on this episode was to speak on my expiration date, an asinine concept I've heard spoken within communities in these lives that I have frequented. It is stating that a woman at the age of 35 no longer holds true value because she can't procreate, which is one of the main reasons women are here, you know, to add to a man's heritage and legacy and all of those fun different things that they find reason to speak down on women. That was the original intent. Yet so much has changed since I originally penned that episode. So much has changed with me. I don't feel like I want to argue these stupid points. What's the purpose? We sit in rooms and we listen and everybody is blaming everybody else. Yet the only true common denominator in all of our stories is ourselves. We're never talking about how we can be better. So we can do better to show people how to be better. We don't have those conversations. We'll have conversations about men needing to make a certain income. They need to present a certain way. And women having so many expectations, yet never the dialogue that states what they're going to do for the man that they are demanding that they get. And when pressed, it's, I offer him superficial nonsense. What do you bring to the table? What foundation are you giving me to build that table on? Let's start at the beginning. Let's put the responsibility where it needs to be, on us. One of the things that I've recognized over the last week is I have been living a lie for the last 30 years, 30 plus years. When I was in the back of that truck when I was 15, and that man took my innocence from me, I put on a mask. I put on a mask because I recognized that was the only way that I was going to survive. And so I became sexualized. If I am the reason they're looking at me and they hurt me, then it's my fault. And I can't blame anybody, and I can process that better. I hid behind my body. only a few people over the course of my time have really taken the time to try to come behind that, though. To try to get to know me as myself, as Talitha. Not Terry, not Tish, not Goddess. Talitha. Because she is who I am. Who is Talitha? She's modest. Which is a straight contradiction to everything that I've even presented within my podcasts over the last year. Secrets that nobody knew. The majority of the pictures that I shared, albeit no justification is required, they were just of my top. I felt dirty when I sent pictures of my lower half. And if I was brave enough to do that, I beat myself up for it after clicking send. It's not to say it didn't happen. It's not to make myself put into a different category that I need to be forgiven. Because I don't need forgiveness. I did what I did because I had to. Nobody would appreciate me as I am. Because I am naive. I do believe in the simplest things. And I don't like being held to task for that. Why do I have to change to accommodate you? Why can't I look at clouds and see different animal shapes or splash in a puddle? Why can't I want to revert back to a more innocent energy in which I'm building a foundation that the husband that's coming to me could walk straight into and start building upon? Why does that alienate me? Make me bizarre. It shouldn't. It does. I walk as if I have a husband. I walk with rules that were provided to me through the best means way, the only way that they could reach me. And I hold on to those rules because they're important to me. And I've built upon them. And I'm starting to create a safe space for myself. No matter what other people feel about me. My emotions are a weapon. They're a shield. And it took something really amazing for me to see that. That same amazing took it away when I was told that they were also a weakness and I cried too much. A falsity that I didn't accept. There's no such thing as crying too much. I will always hold true to that. However, it was the tailspin I needed to really take a step back. And really look at myself and hold myself accountable. I am the common denominator in my story. I am the reason my relationships didn't work. Not completely. I don't take on full responsibility. I just realize that I intentionally put things in place to ensure that nobody was able to get close to me. Because of what that man did to me in the back of that truck. What those other men did to me. Even though they, one, gave me my twins. I'm not a martyr. I don't carry the traumas I've gone through as badges of honor. I wouldn't want this to be the life for anybody. I would never want anybody to experience what I've experienced. Yet I realized for myself, I had to go through it. How am I going to be able to help others if I don't truly understand what they're going through? It's so easy to say, oh, I'm sorry. I understand. I know what you're going through. But do you? You may not. You may have a general understanding, and I would never take away anybody else's experiences. If you haven't experienced something truly similar, you're not going to really appreciate just how difficult it can be. When I was told that I cried too much, it was in a moment that I had every reason to cry. This last year has been difficult. Andre passing in August, things got really tight financially, and I saw the sadness in my daughter's eyes because I couldn't go get the Pop-Tarts for her. That broke me. There are certain things that I can handle. I can amaze people at just how much I'm able to strap onto my back and carry. My kids, when they're sick or when they're sad, and I can see it in their eyes, that is my true kryptonite, because it makes me feel like I'm failing them as a mom. So in that moment, I'm crying because I couldn't get food for my daughter, and this amazing tells me that I cry too much. I spiraled internally. Externally, I tried to remain calm and present this facade that I had everything together. I didn't. I was flailing, and I had reached a space that I didn't have anybody I trusted. And then I met my Merlin. And he's shown me so much love. He supports me. We have a very intimate friendship that's never crossed any propriety lines. I have a friendship with a man who I know is attracted to me, yet my friendship means more. And that's when I realized that I had reached and gotten through this last leg of my hurricane. Because I have valid proof that the men these others say don't exist absolutely do. And the reason they're not as visible is because women do not appreciate them. Myself included. I've taken so many people for granted. I've used my cunning ability to play mental chess to my advantage. And I'm going to be completely honest. And I mention you in every cast I've had. One big reason I stepped away from the bestest is there was no way I was going to make her collateral damage in the battles that I was going through. This wasn't her fight. I wasn't going to run the risk of never being able to talk to her again, because we both were going through things. And I will be fair in saying she didn't know what I was going through because I didn't tell her. For the first time, I really didn't tell anybody. And through the grace of whatever God you pray to, I just managed to squeak by every time. I have some amazing angels in my life that ensured that my kids ate, ensured that I ate special foods just for me because I have a gluten sensitivity. And they know that I will intentionally fast for days just to make sure the kids are okay. I'm not a martyr. I don't share that in hopes of gaining any kind of empathy or sympathy. It's just the reality of a situation that I'm just now getting out of. A space that has taught me how to appreciate people in a different and more appreciative way. I took 2 weeks off of social media. I came back and they were fighting the same fights. They just changed the narrative just slightly. And then one group moved offline into a different app and the streets got quiet. It was nice. There wasn't anybody telling me I didn't have any value because I am a single mother at 45. I expired 10 years ago. And yet, the men I meet are simply amazing. I'm not bound to financial expectation. I'm not looking for tangible items that can easily be taken away. I'm looking at him, his character. I may be single, but I'm not available. My heart is where it's supposed to be. And it's going to stay there. I truly believe in love. I believe that love is magic. I believe that it takes very strong people to weather storms that others would run away from. If you knew the complexity of the way that I see things, it still wouldn't help you to understand me. A statement was made to me that said, I don't understand why you keep going into rooms where you have to defend yourself. It wasn't for them to understand. If they truly supported me, they would have recognized that I had to do that for me. I can't get stronger. I can't become better and understand the different dynamics of people if I don't go into the fire. I've always gone into the fire. I'm not afraid, even if my feelings get hurt. I own those, not the people hurting them. Well, the people who created the action that allowed myself to hurt my own feelings. Because let's be honest, only I can hurt my feelings. If your words are said to me and it affects me, it has nothing to do with you and everything to do with me. You own your own character. You own your own life, your story. I have no control over that. And I'm no longer interested in trying to get anybody to be my friend. Respectfully, y'all could go kiss a rock. I don't care. one of the misconceptions that is my fault because I present it, I don't allow it to be seen, is the fact that as much as I care about people, I don't care about people. I'm a walking contradiction. And I'm not going to change that. Because that's how I've managed to learn as much as I have. I'm not book smart. You want to throw statistics at me to prove your point? I'm not going to try to win that fight. Your numbers don't mean anything to me because they can be manipulated in any direction. You can go find a test that gives you the opposite of whatever statistic you've just presented to me. I am a breathing entity. I can only go off of what I've experienced and my own interpretations. And whether you agree with that or not is irrelevant, because that's not why we're here. The devil is in the details. And as much as I appreciate the dark, my details always end up making the story about me due to the uniqueness of the situations that I've gone through. That's my fault. That's not something that I choose to share anymore unless I choose to share it. Having something to say or just saying something. I have something to say. And my something to say is probably not going to be your typical rah, rah, you got this kind of motivation, because I really am over that same old same status quo manipulations. Everything is geared to blame the other person. What did I go through? Still blaming the other person. How did I act after the occurrence occurred? Let's talk about that. Self-zoology is my concept of healing. It's an ownership, an accountability, a process of recognizing that people are just the variables in the story that we create. I am first character now. And as first character, I get to determine what I will or will not do. And with that, I'm saying, I'm removing my sexuality. It's no longer available to anybody outside of the man I determine I'm going to spend my time with. Even though I can't take back the pictures that are out there, I can ensure that there's no more going forward. Not that I won't take any. It's just, they're just for one. I never gave any of the men of my past that permission. There was never just one. I carried somebody for 30 years as my example of what love should be, all while knowing it wasn't a good example. Only so that way I had a reason to why my relationships didn't work. Not for the fact that I was that reason. Recognizing that now, I truly wish that I could talk to Andre or I could talk to Mikey and just let them know how much I love them. How much I wish I had done more for them in the sense of helping them to feel as if they were the man of the house, instead of a man in my house. I can't go back and change that, though. I can only be better going forward. The clothes that I purchased that were form-fitting and not truly revealing, but more revealing than I'm comfortable with now, I'm going to donate. I'm not a prude. I can still carry mild conversations. However, I walk with the essence of I'm a lady, and I need to maintain that. I need to maintain that essence of being a woman, which means being a lot less vulgar in my conversation. I don't need to know anything about a man's phallus or his preference or anything of that nature. And any man that oversteps the boundaries that I've created, I will kindly let them know that they've violated my boundary. And if it's not respected, then as a lady, I'm going to remove myself. If you can't treat me with respect, then you do not have permission to be in my presence. I am not better than. However, I am better now. And with that, it means treating me with respect. If I'm not cursing you, I'm not calling you out your name, and I am not coming at you in a tone that belies your station of life, then you should maintain civility. We cannot keep accepting the fact that people downright disrespect each other in the way they speak, and we excuse it as, oh, that's just how they are. Absolutely not. That is unacceptable. That is not proper behavior. How you act at your house is your business. When you are in polite company, you need to be polite. Your opinion is your opinion. You're not going to change any minds. We're not here to change minds. We're here to share opinions. And hopefully something that we share will resonate with somebody else, and it will help add the fertilizer that they need to grow their own gardens. We don't have success stories in what we help other people to achieve. We only have ourselves. If you come to me as a friend, as an interest, and you come on some tangible nonsense, the floor will give way underneath you, and you will be removed from my life. I am not attached to the physical. My connections can't be removed. You can't cancel me in that aspect, because things are gonna have to continue. I've always been a realist. Andre passed away, life continued. Realist. It's not to say that there wouldn't be times that I miss him or that I break for just a moment as I realize how much now I am solely responsible for. Another thing that made me invaluable, because I'm a single woman, is that I'm a single woman with children, young children, and a granddaughter who is basically my daughter too. And I love that for me. I love me for me. I sat and I was so concerned because the groups that I really thought I wanted to be a part of, I sit and I listen and I don't. It's not to say that they're bad people, because they're not. It's just we're at different spaces in our understandings, and I don't have a lot of mental capacity for the mundane. I don't want to talk about P. Diddy, because none of that is going to bother me. I wasn't at his parties. I wasn't I don't even care that he slept with another male artist. What does it matter? We put so much focus where it need not be. If we spent all that time and energy building gardens, building up our cities, our infrastructures, we could do it all. We could do it without all of the inflation and the taxes, and we could truly be a place that has a community. Right now, we're a community that has places and people, and only about 10% of them like each other, and that is only going to be a matter of time before they don't, because there's no accountability. I've watched someone sit in a live and say, I didn't know anything about that person. I don't even know who they are. And 10 minutes later, jump into a different live and they could have told you what that person had for breakfast and what color underwear they were wearing. There's no integrity. If I'm going to talk about the Diddy situation, which I really don't want to, but I'm going to because here I am. The moral of the story is everybody says that they're loyal until they're not. I don't claim to be loyal, I just am. To who I choose to be loyal to. There is no, oh, you're a girl, we gotta stick together. No, thank you. Y'all are catty and I want no parts. Oh, you should just, this is your friend group. You need to be loyal to them. And if they have a problem here, then you, nope. That's not my problem. That has nothing to do with me. I don't want to play that game. So I will kindly remove myself from that as well. That has no bearing on real life for me. If you choose to believe the lies of those who have been proven to lie and have no loyalty to anybody but themselves, you're weak and I have no place for you. And that's an honesty that I can accept because I pride myself on being honest. Do I do it 100% of the time? Absolutely not. I wouldn't sit up here and pretend to be some kind of something I'm not. That's just not it. But I can guarantee you that if I've told you I love you, I don't lie to you. I honor love. And I have a better appreciation of it now, especially as it relates to the way that I give and the way that I receive. I vocally said out loud the other day, outside of my children, I don't love my family. And as much as people would love to just grasp their pearls and think that I'm being malicious, it's not to say that they're bad people. They're not. My family has probably got some of the strongest, most resilient people I know. I just don't fit in with them. Is that to say that I wouldn't give them a hug or, you know, be with them in some kind of event? No. Yet my love is different. So when I say I love you, it's because I've connected to you. It's no longer just because it's mandated by societal practice. I'm not obligated to love my family. It's just not probable for me. Does that make me a bad person? I guess it's going to depend on who's listening. There are things about what I've experienced growing up that many people wouldn't understand, and it's not for them to. And I do not have the energy or the bandwidth in my existence to explain it anymore. I am what I am. That's all that I am. Yosemite Sam. Sorry, squirreled. I am unique in who I am. And I think that's one of the reasons I was able to befriend all of my exes. Because I separate the man from what I see. People call it potential. I don't. I see who I see, which means sometimes the person presents as a racist, yet I know that they're not. They may be dumb, but they're not a racist. Or somebody who presents as evil. I see something that they don't. It's not going to change just because the situation does. If I hadn't have been able to do that, I wouldn't have been able to get through what I needed to get through so I could learn to be better. If I sat and I blamed the man for every single thing that went wrong in my life, I would never get anywhere. There's not a lot that I need to do. But there's a lot I need to do. And I love speaking in that kind of language because many people never will understand, and they will when it's their turn. Because at some point in time, everybody's going to have a moment where they break. In the spiritual realm, they call it dark night of the soul. I went through that for the last year. It's this month, last year, I quit my job in corporate, where I completely started the process of uprooting my entire foundation that I had created because it wasn't sturdy. I now realize I have not been a good person as much as I would pretend to be. Because I've been lying to everybody. Goddess to a demon started on a sexual basis. That sexuality was specific to demon, not to the world. That's not something that I would give to everybody else. So anything that I did with him was just with him. I was just able to now be able to talk on it. I still blush in sexual conversation. I love that for me. I'm naive, but I don't believe in the tooth fairy. I believe in demons and darkness. A space I've ran away from my entire life. And it took two amazings for me to finally jump into the deep end and just appreciate it. Am I somebody that is gonna be carrying around a machete and, taking out the world because I'm now set on vengeance? Absolutely not. One, that's too much energy. And two, why should I do that when I can just lead those who would? I was woken up and it's been a true experience. I wouldn't change a thing. I truly appreciate everything I've gone through. And bestest, because I know you're my solitary, dedicated listener, I love you. And I will be returning soon. The journey's almost over. And then I won't have anything to be angry for. Just be patient. Please. I can only apologize for myself. I can't be responsible for how I made others feel. I've given myself that permission because that's not my responsibility and not the burden that I was carrying, that I just can't do it anymore. It's time to start holding ourselves accountable. That's the direction Unhinged While Anchored is going to take. And it's going to take me a little bit of time to ensure that I do it the right way, because I'm not wanting to just throw together episodes and just air them because I care about some running total or how many listeners I get, because the people who need to hear my message will hear it when they need to. I don't care about numbers. I'm not here for money. I'm here because this is where I'm being led to. I am being led to show people that they can come through all these traumas and be okay. And you don't expire at 35 or 45 or 55. Your expiration date is the day your heart stops beating. And that is something I will stand on. I may not be overtly sexual and I may not lure the men in and wrap a block. I don't want to. Quality over quantity. My husband's on his way. That I know. I'm not going to go searching for him. I'm not going to join any dating apps. And I definitely am not going to start hitting the club scene. Well, then how do you plan on meeting him? Well, I guess that's my story, right? None of your business. Effective immediately. My pages are public, not my private life. I am taken and single, and it's going to be a whole smorgasbord of everything because you never know exactly what I'm thinking or what emotion and memory I'm pulling on to ensure that what I'm saying is true. Because it's very important for me, to be honest. Lucky for me, I'm a little calculated. And so I can be very honest and still not tell you a gosh darn thing. But we'll see how that goes. I am still going to read the work that I created for the original podcast, which was titled My Expiration Date. And so this is the continuation. In the annals of time, my expiration etched, a whispered secret, a coded decree, June of 2013, they say. When petals wilted and youth began to flee. But listen, dear world, with your rigid rules, your Kelly Blue Book, your numbered days. I defy your labels, your ticking clocks, for within me, galaxies swirl ablaze. The soothsayers chant their cruel refrain. 35 and done, they declare, yet I stride forth unyielding, unbowed, a phoenix rising from the ashes of despair. The podcaster's pontificate. Oh my goodness, I apologize. The podcasters pontificate, their voices shrill. Young Kevin Samuels, a prophet of disdain, but I, a tempest, a temerarious storm, refuse to be boxed to wear their chain. Man versus woman, roles carved in stone, yet leaders falter, their pedestals cracked. Authority, a fragile veil concealing doubt, while collateral damage stains their path. Why must we label, categorize, and confine, as if life's symphony were a mere refrain? I am no accessory, no trinket, no bauble. I am the tempest, the thunder, the rain. Neanderthal thinking, they call it. Man, the sun. Woman, a mere moonbeam. But I, a comet streaking across the cosmos, illuminate the night and defy their dream. Love, ah, love. A kaleidoscope of hues shifts like sands in the hourglass turned. My heart, a compass, seeking true north, yet wary now, for trust has been burned. The highest, those lofty peaks elusive, their crowns were adorned with fragile pride. I tread softly, eyes wide, heart open, for even stars can fall, all gods can hide. So let the calendar pages flutter and fade, my expiration date a mere illusion. For within me a galaxy swirl ablaze, and I am an infinite, a cosmic revolution. May your days be anchored in celestial musings and your nights adorned with starlight. I appreciate each and every one of you that has taken the time to download my podcast. I officially crossed over 100 downloads recently, and I'm eternally grateful. A milestone I really never even thought that I would get to, because it really didn't matter. Life is hard. It is. It's important that people realize that it's time to return to humanity. We can rebuild while we are learning how to communicate effectively. So, until the next time, I feel compelled to jump back on this microphone, which I do feel will be soon. Thank you so much for waking up today. I love you. And be nice. It's easy.
Soft words and harsh truths. You got issues, I got issues, we all do.